This is the Sakha Murli of the 18th of June 2025, and the essence, sweet children, God Rudra himself has created the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra. Sacrifice everything you have into it, because you now have to return home. Question, what wonderful game takes place at the confluence age? Answer, devils put obstacles into the sacrificial fire that God has created. This wonderful game only takes place at the confluence age. At no other time throughout the whole cycle is this type of sacrificial fire created. This is the sacrificial fire in which the horse is sacrificed to attain self-sovereignty. It is in this that obstacles are created. Om Shanti. Where are you sitting? This place can also be called a school or a university. This is a world university, and it has spiritual branches. The Father has opened the greatest university of all. The name Sacrificial Fire of Rudra is mentioned in the scriptures. You know that Shiv Baba has opened this place of study, Pathshala, or university at this time. The Highest on High Father is teaching you. It should be kept in the intellects of you children that God is teaching you. This is the sacrificial fire that he created. Its name is very famous, the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra in which the horse is sacrificed. You sacrifice yourselves in order to claim self-sovereignty, and you sacrifice everything that you see with those eyes, including your bodies. Souls cannot be sacrificed. All the bodies will be sacrificed, and all the souls will run back home. This is the confluence age. All the many souls will run home, and their bodies will be destroyed. All of this is in the drama. You are all continuing to move along according to the drama. The Father says, I created this sacrificial fire for your self-sovereignty. This has been created according to the drama plan. It cannot be said that I created it. According to the drama plan, the sacrificial fire of knowledge has been created exactly as it was a cycle ago, in order to teach you children. To say that I created it has no meaning. It has been created according to the drama plan. It is created every cycle. This drama is predestined. According to the drama plan, the sacrificial fire is only created once in a cycle. This is nothing new. It is now in your intellects that truly, 5,000 years ago, the Golden Age came into existence. The cycle is now to be repeated. A new world is being established once again. You are now studying in order to claim the self-sovereignty of the new world. You definitely do have to become pure. According to the drama, only those who became this in the previous cycle will become this again. The drama has to be detached as a detached observer. Each of you also has to make effort for yourself. The path has to be shown to the children. The main thing is purity. You called out to the Father to come and to make you pure and take you away from this dirty world. The Father has now come to take you back home. Many points are given to you children. Even then, the Father says, the main thing is Man Manabhav. You remember the Father in order to become pure. Don't forget this. You will benefit yourselves according to how much you remember him. You have to keep charts for yourselves. Otherwise, at the end, you will fail. You children understand that you were Sato Pradhan, number wise according to the efforts you made. Those who become elevated have to make greater effort. They have to stay in remembrance. You understand that very little time remains. Your days of happiness are to come again. Truly, our days of great happiness are to come again. The Father only comes once. He destroys the land of sorrow and sends us to the land of happiness. You children know that you are now in God's family and that you will go to your deity family. It is this time that is praised. This confluence age is the age to become elevated. You children know that the unlimited Father is teaching you. As you make further progress, even the sannyasis will accept what you say. That time will also come. At the present time, there cannot be that much of an impact by you. The kingdom is now being established. There is still time. Towards the end, even the sannyasis, etc., will come and understand this knowledge. No one else has this knowledge of how the world cycle turns. You children know how many obstacles there are because of purity. Innocent ones are beaten. Draupadi called out for protection. In fact, all of you are Draupadis, Sitas, and Parvatis. By staying in remembrance, even the innocent and hunchbacked ones can claim their inheritance from the Father. They can stay in remembrance. God came and created the sacrificial fire, and so many obstacles were put into it. Even now, there are still obstacles. Kumaris are forced to get married. Otherwise, they would be beaten and thrown out of the house. This is why they call out, "O purifier, come." Therefore, he definitely needs a chariot through which he can purify you. No one can be purified by the water of the Ganges. Only the Father can come and purify you and make you into the masters of that pure world. You can see that the destruction of this impure world is just standing ahead. And therefore, why should you not belong to the Father and sacrifice yourselves? You ask, how can I sacrifice myself? How can I transfer everything? Baba says, children, you can see this corporeal Baba, can you not? This one is doing everything himself and also teaching you. Whatever others see me do, they will do the same. The Father made this one do these things. He sacrificed everything into this sacrificial fire. There is no difficulty sacrificing everything. This one was neither too rich nor too poor. He was ordinary. When a sacrificial fire is created, everything is needed for it in terms of food and drink. This is God's sacrificial fire. God has come and has created the sacrificial fire of knowledge. He is teaching you. The praise of the sacrificial fire is very great. The livelihoods of your bodies come from this sacrificial fire, the Yajna institution of God. That is, if you consider yourselves to be surrendered and trustees, all of this belongs to God. I am eating food from Shiv Baba's Yajna. This is a matter of understanding. Not everyone can come and sit here. You saw the example of how he surrendered everything. Baba says, having seen what this one was doing, many others were inspired to do the same and thereby surrendered themselves. Those who did this claimed their inheritance. Your intellects can understand that souls will return home and that their bodies will be destroyed. This is an unlimited sacrificial fire, and everyone will be sacrificed into this. You children have been told how you can sacrifice everything with your intellects and become destroyers of attachment. You know that it is such a huge sacrificial fire that all the materials are going to turn to dust. There will be no sacrificial fires. There will be no calamities either. All the sacrificial fires of the path of devotion will end. Only God is the ocean of knowledge. He is the seed of the human world tree. He is the truth and the living being. The body is non-living. The soul is living. He is the ocean of knowledge. The ocean of knowledge sits here and teaches you children. Others simply sing about it, but Baba personally narrates all of this knowledge to you. There isn't too much knowledge. All that you have to explain is how the world cycle turns. Here, the Father himself teaches you. He says, I enter an ordinary body. The lucky chariot is also very well known. It would definitely have to be a human being whom God enters. God only has one name, Shiva. The names of all others change. That one's name doesn't change. However, he has been given many names on the path of devotion. Here, he is called Shivaba. Shiva means benefactor. Only God can come and establish a new world of heaven. Therefore, he is the benefactor, is he not? You know that there used to be heaven and Bharat. It is now hell. Later there will definitely be heaven. This is called the most auspicious confluence age. It is now that the Father becomes the boatman and takes you from this side to the other side. This is an old world of sorrow. Then, according to the drama, there will definitely be a new world for which you are now making effort. You repeatedly forget to remember the Father. It is this remembrance that takes effort. There definitely has to be suffering for the sinful acts you have performed. The suffering of karma will continue until the end. There cannot be any forgiveness for that. You cannot say, Baba, forgive me. Not at all. Everything happens according to the drama. There can be no forgiveness. Karmic accounts have to be settled. You have to change from Tamo Pradhan to Sato Pradhan. This is what you receive Srimat for. You become elevated, Sri, by following the directions of Shivaba, the doubly elevated one, Sri Sri. The highest on high Father makes you elevated. You are now becoming that. You have now remembered that Baba comes and teaches you every cycle. You receive the reward of this study for half a cycle. At that time, there is no need for this knowledge of how the world cycle turns. Every cycle, Baba comes just once and tells you all of this. He tells you how the world cycle turns. Your duty is to study and become pure. Stay in yoga. If you don't become pure after belonging to the Father, there would be 100-fold punishment. Baba's name is then defamed. It is said those who defame the Satguru cannot reach their destination. People don't know to whom this refers. Only the true father would be the Satguru and the true teacher. He is teaching you and he is also the true Satguru. Just as the father is the ocean of knowledge, so you too are oceans of this knowledge. The father has given you all of this knowledge. Each of you will imbibe it to the same extent that you did in the previous cycle. You do have to make effort. No one can remain here without acting. No matter how much Hatha Yoga you do, that too is actions. That too is a business for earning an income. They become famous and receive a lot of money from walking on water or fire. The only thing they can't do is fly. That would require petrol, etc. However, there's no benefit in any of that. They don't become pure. Scientists too are racing. Theirs is a race of science, whereas yours is a race of silence. Everyone asks for peace. The father says, peace is your original religion. Consider yourselves to be souls. You have to return home to the land of peace. This is a land of sorrow. From the land of peace, we will go to that land of happiness. This land of sorrow has to end. Imbibe this very well and inspire others to imbibe it. Very few days remain. After studying, students have to beat their heads to earn their livelihood. You fortunate children are immediately able to decide what study you should study. You know what you would receive from those studies and what you receive from this study. From this study, you create a reward for yourselves for 21 births. Therefore, think about which study you should study. Those who want to claim their inheritance from the unlimited father will engage themselves in this unlimited study. However, if, according to the drama plan, it is not in their fortunes, they would remain stuck in other studies. They wouldn't study this study, but say that they don't have time. Baba asks, which knowledge is better? What would you receive through that study, and what do you receive through this one? You would say, Baba, what can we receive through any worldly study? Perhaps we might be able to earn something. Here, God himself is teaching us. We want to study and claim a royal status. Therefore, to which study should you pay more attention? Some say, Baba, when I finish that course, I will then come here. Baba then understands that it is not in their fortunes. See what is going to happen as you progress further. You now understand that there is no guarantee for your bodies, so you should engage yourselves in earning this true income. Only those who have it in their fortunes will awaken their fortunes. You have to use your full force. I will definitely claim my inheritance from the Father. Unlimited Baba is giving us that kingdom. Therefore, why should I not remain pure for this last birth? So many children remain pure. They are not telling lies. Everyone is making effort. They are all studying, and yet others still don't believe this. The unlimited father only comes when the old world has to be made new. Destruction of the old world is just standing ahead. This is very clear. This is also definitely the same time. There are many religions now, whereas there will just be the one religion in the Golden Age. This too is in your intellects. Among you, there are some who are still trying to have faith. Oh, why should it take time to develop faith? There is no guarantee for your bodies, so you should waste no chances. However, if it isn't in their fortunes, this doesn't enter their intellects at all. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdara. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vadarna, 1. Earn a true income and create your fortune for 21 births. There is no guarantee for your body. Therefore, do not waste any chances. 2. Become a destroyer of attachment and sacrifice everything you have into that sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra. Surrender yourself and look after everything as a trustee. Follow the example of the corporeal father. Blessing. May you forget this old world by having godly intoxication and become filled with all attainments. Just as that other intoxication makes you forget everything, in the same way, godly intoxication makes you easily forget that world of sorrow. That intoxication causes a lot of damage, and you can even kill yourself by drinking too much, whereas this intoxication makes you imperishable. Those who remain constantly intoxicated with godly intoxication become filled with all attainments. The awareness of belonging to the one Father and none other increases your intoxication. Your power is increased by having this awareness. Slogan, instead of copying one another, copy the Father. Avyakt signal, practice being in the stage of soul consciousness, be introverted. Only those who remain introverted are able to go into the depths of every jewel of this knowledge. They will churn every point of this knowledge and understand its significance and when to use it, how to use it, and how to use it in the service they do. Churn this and go into the depths of the sweetness of its significance, and you will be able to experience intoxication. Om Shanti.